In just a few months, Michigan residents will have the chance to decide if recreational marijuana should be legal in Michigan. This is Lisa Berry, and perhaps you haven't made up your mind yet, but there's a new survey out showing the majority of residents questioned in this survey are against it. We're talking about the possibility with the president of Healthy and Productive Michigan, Scott Greenlee. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you.
Tell us about the survey we're talking about.
Well, it's interesting. We found it Friday night, very late. We were made aware it was conducted by Target Insight, and we didn't have anything to do with the poll, but we're not surprised because it shows the majority of Michigan voters on this 800-person statewide survey, which is a large sample. 47% were against, 44% seemed to be in favor of recreational marijuana, and that leaves a few undecided voters out there.
You don't think that's close? You think that that tells the story?
Well, I think it's close. There's no two ways about it. It's a 3-point, so it's probably a statistical dead heat, depending on how you figure the margin. But really, the pro-pot side has been saying since late last year, 60 to 65% of Michigan voters are in favor. It'll pass easily. They're kind of putting this false narrative out that it's a done deal. We commissioned a survey. We didn't have anything to do with it, but we paid for it in May that showed the numbers actually at 48 to 42 in favor. But as we talk to more people, as we educate the public, we've seen the numbers moving, and this poll is a good indication of that.
Where is your organization located? And you have taken a stand against recreational use of marijuana in Michigan, have you not?
Yeah, we're very against. We're leading the charge against the ballot initiative. And we've got people in every corner of the state working hard to let voters know the many challenges that recreational marijuana would cause our state.
I think what makes it attractive to many state lawmakers is they're saying it would bring $1 billion to Michigan's economy.
Yeah, and that's just not accurate. You know, the numbers are always projected. The numbers don't take into consideration any type of cost. They'll throw general gross numbers out there to try and enhance their case. And by their own admission, if it does come up with $1 billion, they've been saying, the other side, that it'll be roughly $200 million annually of money for roads and schools. Well, $200 million out of a $57 billion budget is a 0.0035%. This would certainly not justify the long-term health and medical challenges, law enforcement challenges, and other problems that come along with this.
Why does Healthy and Productive Michigan oppose the legalization of recreational marijuana in Michigan?
Well, there's a number of reasons. We'll start with the rule of law. It is a federally banned controlled substance. So whether Michigan chooses to do this or not, as long as we're part of the United States of America by the letter of the law, it will be against the law. And I know other states have done that, but that doesn't mean that it's the right thing to do. And it doesn't mean that the government at some point on a federal level won't start to enforce. I think it's very bad precedent to start picking and choosing what federal laws we're going to observe and what federal laws we're going to dismiss. NBC News on May 29 did a story about the Cuban, Mexican, and Chinese drug cartels who have been buying up hundreds of houses in the states of Colorado and California. Now, I don't know who you want your neighbors to be, but that doesn't sound like a very good way to grow our state's population, to have these people who literally are running and participating in drug cartels moving into states where it's legal because it's then easier than smuggling it into the country and collecting it up and selling it all over the place. The black market doesn't go away. The black market gets a little worse. There will always be people trying to sell more than the allowed limits, and there will also always be people trying to sell to our youth. I know the proposal states no one under 21 can buy. Well, there's unfortunately still going to be a market and likely more of a market for those under 21 using, and the cartels and drug dealers will use the easier access to get our kids hooked at a younger age. That's a real long-term problem.
Medical marijuana is also currently banned by federal law, but seems to be working out successfully in at least in the Ann Arbor area. Are you also opposed to the use of medical marijuana?
We aren't taking any kind of stand on medical marijuana. It's not on the ballot. In fact, the pro-pot guys have tried to use it somewhat to confuse the issue and point out that it's helping lots of people medically. We're not going to take a stand on that or anything other than the fact that we're against recreational marijuana. There's no two ways about it.
Do you feel like you're climbing an uphill battle in getting this word out, or do you think this poll just proves your point?
Well, we're certainly making our point, and we're certainly educating voters every day. But this is a very big uphill battle. The other side will spend millions and millions of dollars because they want to profit from this stuff long term. They want to profit from something that I think will bring our state a lot of challenges. Our committee goes away at the end of November, win, lose, or draw. So the other side is going to continue investing heavily in this with the idea that people who are investing millions are going to make 10, 20, 30 times that amount. We're going to have to be on our definitely on our A game, definitely doing our best to raise money and through all the normal campaign-type operations, let people know in Michigan the challenges that come along with this, make sure they understand the financial benefits are not really there for the state, even though $200 million sounds like a lot of money. And it is a lot of money, but compared to the state budget, it's not. And then all of these other law enforcement and medical challenges that come along with something like this.
Do you think there's a way for people to educate themselves on the matter? I mean, we hear in your side, we hear obviously the pro-cannabis side. How can people themselves find out what's right for them?
I mean, there's a lot of stuff on the internet, and unfortunately a lot of it you can't believe. So I encourage people to listen to people speaking. I encourage people to check sourcing. Our website, www.healthyandproductivemi.org, has everything cited in terms of where we got the information, whether they're studies from Colorado, whether they're medical studies, et cetera. So we like to think we run a fairly fair and pointed site that gives our side of the story, and it's well documented. But I really think people, the more research that they do, they find out that the challenges outweigh the benefits. And that's why groups like the Michigan Chamber of Commerce and others have come out so strongly against this.
Why do you think the state legislature let it go to a vote?
I think that the legislature did not have the votes to approve it because at the end of the day, it's going to be bad for Michigan, and they didn't want it hanging on their heads. I think that each one of those legislators puts their hand on the Bible and raises their other hand and promises to uphold the laws of our city, our state, and our nation. And obviously, several of them pointed out, I just can't do something that's against federal law. Others are concerned about the gateway nature. And I know there's a lot of debate as to whether marijuana is or is not a gateway drug. But when you think about it, you can find numbers on either side. We all know people that have just done marijuana and haven't done harder drugs, but we don't know anybody that just started at cocaine or heroin or LSD. People work their way up. Really, cigarettes is the gateway to start on the way to marijuana. People start smoking cigarettes. They're in their early teens. Then some of those people switch to marijuana. Then some of those people switch to harder drugs. So there's no doubt. And the last thing we need that marijuana to be is Big Tobacco 2.0. We've seen the medical costs associated with cigarettes. We've seen the challenges that's caused over the years. We don't need to further that.
That is Scott Greenlee, president of Healthy and Productive Michigan, who was talking about a survey they just came out showing 47 compared to 44% of people oppose approving recreational use of marijuana in Michigan. And because we at WEMU are all about a healthy and productive conversation, we are glad that you could join us and share your perspective on this issue.
Thanks very much. Look forward to chatting with you as the campaign continues.